Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Good morning. Welcome to The Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group and the Public Square app. A little late on this Friday morning. I'm in Sedona, Arizona right now. I've been in a men's Bible group for about 12 years when I was in San Diego. Every Wednesday we met up. And for the last, I don't know, like 6 or 8 years or so, we've done a retreat. And I've since moved out away from San Diego, as of many of the guys. But the group goes on, and our retreats go on as well. So we're here in Sedona, and right now I am looking at Cathedral Rock outside of my friend's parents' house. And it's just stunningly, majestically, unbelievably beautiful in every way. So I got a late start this morning with the boys, and then we're going to go for a nice hike and spend some time up on the mountain praying and reading and all that. So it's going to be great. But I want to take some time here and finish up the culmination of our week in regards to the He Gets Us Super Bowl commercial. Tammy wrote me a nice note asking, who funded this thing? It's $14 million to put it on this on the Super Bowls. Who paid for this? Mart Green, a Hobby Lobby, paid for it. Mart Green is the son of the founder of Hobby Lobby. He's still an executive at Hobby Lobby. He's on the board of a group called Come Near, which is the nonprofit behind this ad. So Hobby Lobby paid for it. I'm sure a bunch of other big donors as well, but Hobby Lobby is one of the big ones. The CEO of Come Near, his name's Ken Caldwell. His LinkedIn profile, he is sure to include his he, him pronouns. So I don't know, maybe that's all you need to know about him and this group, which, by the way, this group is made up of non-Christians as well who are behind this ad. So like, what are we doing? But let's get to the feet washing today. And then I want to talk about a counter advertisement that a pastor made that's way better than the one that played on the Super Bowl. Good for him for doing that. Because this one, if this new ad, if this actually played on the Super Bowl, it would lead to the saving of souls. I doubt that He Gets Us will. Not unless a guy can do anything with anything, right? But one of them is much better. But what is the deal with feet washing? Let's talk about that today. First of all, it's very interesting that anyone could read the Bible and walk away with any sort of conclusion that is Jesus washes feet or Jesus washed feet. There's one scene where Jesus washed feet one time at a very specific time for a very specific reason for very specific people. If you were someone who has never read the Bible, you have no interaction with the Bible, you don't know anything about Jesus, you would walk away from that Super Bowl commercial and you'd think, oh, like this Jesus guy, he went around washing people's feet? He's like a feet washer? That was his big thing? He washed feet all the time? You're like, no, not at all, actually. So it was to his disciples. John 13:4-7. Jesus got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he silently, without saying a word, got up from dinner, dressed down to what a slave would be wearing, and washed these men's feet one by one. Let me quote John MacArthur. Can you imagine how that must have stung the disciples' hearts? What shame and regret and sorrow must have shot through them. You think, well, what do you mean? Why? Well, they should have been the ones washing Jesus's feet. Remember in Luke 7, there was the sinful woman who brought an entire jar of perfume. I've heard before that's like a year's worth of money into this perfume. And she stood behind Jesus at his feet crying, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and she dried them with her hair, kissing them many times, rubbing them with perfume. And what were the disciples doing? They were arguing over which one of them is the best. They were spending this time arguing which one of them is the greatest. And Jesus gets up and washes their feet. As they're arguing, he gets up and washes their feet. What a painful lesson that was for the disciples.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now, one of the problems with the Super Bowl ad is the people in the pictures as their feet are getting washed. It's just a picture, but there's no sign of them feeling ashamed or humbled for their sin, because there's no concept of sin in this ad as well. And if there's no concept of sin, then there's no concept of repentance or redemption or true love, right? But especially the last guy, that the trans gay guy getting his feet washed by looks like a priest or something. It comes across as very, the guy's like, yes, I'm marginalized. I deserve to have my feet washed. Thank you very much. And that's not it at all. The lowest servant in the house would be the one who would wash the feet of guests. Now, the table apparently that they were sitting at is, it's called a triclinium. It's about the height of a coffee table. So it's very low to the ground, U-shaped. So everyone was pretty close to each other, sitting on the ground, and they were pretty close to their feet and each other's dirty, smelly feet as well. This is a commentary I read. None of the disciples were interested in washing each other's feet. Any of them would have gladly washed Jesus's feet, but they could not wash his without having to be available to wash the other's feet. And that would have been an intolerable admission of inferiority among their fellow competitors for the top positions in the disciples' hierarchy. So no one's feet got washed. Remember, they were arguing over which one's the greatest. And if they're arguing over which one's the greatest, they're not going to, you know, in their pride, they're not going to then start washing feet. But Jesus did. John MacArthur said, sadly, the church is full of people who are standing on their dignity or sense of self-importance when they ought to be kneeling at the feet of their brothers and sisters. The desire for prominence is incompatible with love, death, and humility, and hostile to genuine ministry. One who is proud and self-centered has no capacity for love, humility, or service. And the era we're living in certainly is an era of pride. Wash my feet. That sure wasn't Jesus. Jesus went from heaven to earth. That's humility. And then while on earth, he could have been the king and all the rest. But instead, he kneeled on the ground and washed the feet of sinful men. That's not just humility. That's abasement. Let that sink in. Our Lord, the Son of God, didn't show his majesty or triumph or flash his power. He washed the feet of his disciples, the disciples who were too prideful to wash the feet of Jesus. Now, let's talk about some of the lines that may be unclear in this John 13 section. So Peter says, "You shall never wash my feet, Jesus." And Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." Very interesting. What does that mean? So in order to receive fellowship with Jesus, you need to be cleansed by him. One commentary said, "We are grateful Jesus did not say, if you do not have great holiness, you have no part of me." We're very happy he did not say, "If you're not a Bible expert, you have no part with me." No, no, no. Having a part with Jesus simply begins with receiving something from him, not achieving something ourselves. That's true with being saved. None of it was up to you. We need to let Jesus, wash our feet and let that pierce our hearts of how amazing our Lord is. So then Peter says, Lord, fine, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. He's like, just wash everything. So now Peter's telling Jesus what to do, again, in his pride. How about this line? Jesus says, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet. What does that mean? He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet. Charles Spurgeon says, the priest of God, when consecrated first, was washed from head to foot. And so baptized into the service of the sanctuary. But each time he went to offer sacrifice, he washed his hands and feet. So the idea is, you already got your whole body washed when you got baptized. That's the initial bathing. That's the saving. And then after that is the ongoing washing, merely of your feet. Just like the cross is done once and for all, so is the baptizing. You don't have to get baptized every day. But there's an ongoing sanctification after that for the rest of your life. That's what Jesus means. He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet from this point forward.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so now we get to the part where he gets us Super Bowl focused on. So when he washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, Jesus said to them, do you know what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Spurgeon said, if there be any deed of kindness or love that we can do for the very meanest and most obscure of God's people, we ought to be willing to do it, to be servants to God's servants. That's Spurgeon. Now, this leads to a question about, does that service, are we talking about only other Christians or non-Christians as well? That's an interesting question. But let's focus on this line. Wash one another's feet. That's what Jesus says. You need to wash one another's feet. He doesn't say wash my feet. He says wash one another's. Now, our goal then when it comes to feet washing needs to be twofold. First, not judge, and two, actually help. On the not judge, Spurgeon says, it's easy for us to criticize those with dirty feet instead of washing them. In the world, they criticize. Hear how gossips say, ooh, do you see that spot? What a terrible walk that man must have had this morning. Look at his feet. His feet are so dirty. That's the world's way. Christ's way is very different. He says nothing, but takes the basin and begins to wash away the stain. Do not judge and condemn, but seek the restoration and improvement of the erring. It's great. So don't judge and think you're better than anyone else because they have dirty feet. You got pretty dirty feet yourself. But then the second key is to actually help. So how does washing feet, what does that mean? So my feet are clean now. Okay, no. What are we talking about with washing? Washing of water by the word. That's Ephesians 5:26. The washing of water by the word. Washing of feet is about ministering with the word. You help people with the word, with the gospel. Washing feet, that's just not enough. It's humble, loving service, yes, but real love comes from the truth, the gospel, and that is you are sinning, you're headed to hell, love and follow Jesus instead, become a slave to Jesus, and you can be saved, born again, go to heaven. That is the washing of water by the word and by the gospel. So, final point. Should we still literally be washing each other's feet? Because again, the people that he gets us, They seem to think that that's like the thing. Like, we need to wash just feet. Jesus said in verse 15, he says, I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. So the word as there is the Greek word kathos with a K. It means according as. So it's do in like manner as I've done. The idea is that you should act similarly, but not exactly. So there are other Greek words that mean do this thing precisely. So this was not a command for Jesus to, or Jesus gave us to do this. He didn't say wash the feet of everyone who walks in your house. That wasn't the command. It was the act of humble service. John Calvin, he was talking about a group of people who do this. He says every year they hold a theatrical feet washing. And when they've discharged this empty and bare ceremony, they think they have done their duty finally and are now free to despise their brethren. But more, when they have washed 12 men's feet, they cruelly torture all of Christ's members and thus spit in the face of Christ himself. This ceremonial comedy is nothing but a shameful mockery of Christ. At any rate, Christ does not enjoin an annual ceremony here, but tells us to be ready all through our life to wash the feet of our brethren. Makes sense? It's not the act itself. I heard some other commentaries from people I trust, and they said, I mean, you can, I guess, whatever, but that's not it. Don't go like washing someone's foot once a year and then think, like, I did it. That's not it. It's a heart of service forever.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So that's our review of the Super Bowl commercial. Now, the good news is, it took about a week, and I'm grateful for him. Someone took the time to make an alternative commercial in the very same style, same music, same font, the whole thing. And it's obviously so much better. Sometimes you don't know how, actually almost all the time, you don't know how insufficient something is until you see a better version. So in this commercial, it starts off and it has pictures of different people. In this one, it says former witch. Richard Dawkins, former right-hand man. Former jihadist, and has a picture before and after. Former KKK member. Former drug addict. Former gang leader. Former drag queen and prostitute. Former abortionist. Former transgender. Former porn star. Former New Age guru. Former lesbian activist. Jesus doesn't just get us, the ad says. He saves us. Oh, it's so good. The original ad was, he gets us. And this ad, this counter ad is, no, he doesn't just get us. He saves us. Right? But saving implies sin. Can't talk about that. It's he saves us. And then it keeps going. It like rapid fires from he saves us to he transforms us, he cleanses us, he restores us, he forgives us, he heals us, he delivers us, he redeems us, he loves us. And then it says, such were some of you. Oh, so good. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, what a better message that is. So listen, be very wary of these false gospel messages. very, very dangerous because it looks right. It kind of feels, you know, it's close, right? So people are like, oh no, it's reaching the world or somewhere. No. Get behind me, Satan. Watch out for this stuff. Let's speak boldly against it and let's find the truth instead. All right, I'm going off to my hike with the boys. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free night before transcript. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.